T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined now on the line by Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Rick, we heard from Congressman Chris Collins yesterday saying that before he voted yes, he didn't read all of the health care bill that passed the House. We remember back in 2009, Nancy Pelosi, you have to pass the bill in order to read it. And it's probably a good guess that Democrats, before they voted yesterday, didn't read the bill either. Is it too much to ask to read legislation like this before you vote on it?
Well, kudos to the congressman for honesty on this. Most members of Congress don't read it. Honestly, if you look at these bills, they're 1,800 pages of legislative gobbledygook. More important than that, and I think more relevant even for today, is that there are nonpartisan analysts who go through these and explain the impact. The Congressional Budget Office does that. That's their whole job. Very pointedly and very deliberately, the House voted without even that analysis. So to me, that's a bigger story than members of Congress not reading 1,800 pages that may or may not make sense. They don't even know what the impact will be from official sources.
All right, so you're kind of giving him a pass then on this.
I think he's being honest, honestly. I know there's some members of Congress who make a point of actually reading it. I have tried to read bills. They don't make sense. You need people that know what they're doing to look at them, and that's why you have analysts who go through them. That, to me, is a much bigger story in this case.
Is it a problem or a necessary evil that the bills are this complicated where no one can read them?
Well, they're necessary because you're talking about 1/6 of the American economy that's impacted by health care. So what takes up a lot of the language, and your listeners should all go and look at the language, is all posted online. Every piece of law changes other laws, and so you need to make references to other obscure codes and the tax code and throughout legislative history. You go back 100 years, 200 years sometimes in terms of laws that are impacted, and there are so many particular cases when you're talking something like health care. It is not an easy thing. So it's a good political talking point that politicians use all the time about, well, this law, look how big this law is, it must be bad. The fact is, these are complicated things. You can argue whether they should be trying to do them all at once or not. That's a valid argument, but this is how legislation is made.
The celebration yesterday at the White House after the vote, they bussed members of the House to the White House for the party in the Rose Garden. Was the tone maybe a little overboard, a little much?
I was a little taken aback by that. I would also say I was taken aback by Democrats chanting na 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 hey 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 goodbye at their Republican colleagues, like they're going to lose elections because of this. These people have their health care on the line here. According to the last analysis, 24 million people probably lose their health care. You're talking about people with pre-existing conditions that are downright worried for good reason that their premiums could go up 8 or 9 or 10-fold. So I think the scene of that celebration probably reflects an inside the Beltway mentality much more than the outside impact. And if this becomes law, it is going to be very real for Americans. And the scenes of celebration at the White House or on the House floor, frankly, for either party, are going to look more disconnected to reality.
What's the future for this bill? Is it going to look completely different by the time it perhaps goes to a vote in the Senate?
Yeah, they're going to start over from scratch and work on their own bill. And that bill may or may not reflect what the House has done, and then the two sides have to go back at it. And shockingly enough, the House has to vote all over again, as would the Senate, if there's significant differences. So there are so many steps left. The politics have always been complicated, and there really isn't anything in this bill that makes them less complicated.
All right, that's Rick Klein, the political director for ABC News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.